peace and love, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Girl Essentials podcast. I am your wonderful host, Marquita, joining you, of course, on our favorite day of the week, Podcast Wednesdays. What were you thinking? What were you thinking when you made that decision to accept that job offer? What were you thinking when you made the decision to leave the country, to get married, to get divorced, to travel around the world, to create boundaries, to go back to school, to put yourself first? What were you thinking? That's a question I ask myself a lot as I have been really reevaluating a lot of things in my life and reflecting on those things as well. I have been on an oldies but goodies kick, I will say that, where I've been listening to a lot of different artists from back in the 70s and 80s and some 60s. But I've also been listening to one of my dad's favorites, Curtis Mayfield. I was having this conversation with my sister the other day, and she called me. We were catching up about my nephews, her job, and just life in general. She put me on speakerphone, and she said, "Keita, listen to this." And she started playing Curtis Mayfield, "Here But I'm Gone." And I had been listening to that song for the past few days. And when I pulled up the lyrics to that song and looked at everything that he was saying, I asked myself, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you made the decisions that you did to grow as an individual, to create those boundaries, to let people go, allow new people to come in? What was I thinking when I decided to let my guard down and trust? Trust in a way that I've never done before. And as I was listening to the chorus of the song, he asked the question, how did I get so far gone? Where do I belong? And where in the world did I ever go wrong? If I took the time to replace what my mind erased, I still feel as if I'm here, but I'm gone. And as you continue to listen to the lyrics in the song, he's talking about different scenarios. It can pertain to anyone. It can pertain to yourself, a brother, sister, mother, friend, doesn't matter. But as I was listening to the song and really paying attention to the lyrics and asked myself, what was I thinking? I thought about some of the decisions that I've made in the past and in the present, and how those decisions have impacted the way that things have shaped for my life. And I asked myself, how did I get so far gone? Like, what was I thinking? What was I going through at that specific point in my life where things just seemed to take an ugly turn? Where it felt that I didn't have anyone supporting me. I didn't know how I was going to make it from one day to the next. Didn't know if I wanted to make it from one day to the next. How did I get here? What was it that was so bad about my circumstance in my life that I gave up? I gave up during that time. I gave up on options. I gave up on the ability to trust. I gave up on myself. And as you continue to work through those questions and those experiences, you start to regain that trust and that understanding of what is actually happening and why you're feeling the way that you do. You begin to dissect your actions. You begin to reevaluate the people that are around you, the people that you allow to get access to you. You start to redefine what certain things used to mean to you and what they mean to you now based on where you currently are going in your life, this new direction. if you so choose to partake on that journey. So when I was listening to Here But I'm Gone and started to think about my life, my experiences, how long it took me to get to this point in my life where I'm so comfortable with who I am, how I show up, how I'm moving, what I believe in, and standing 10 toes down on that, which has not always been easy, but it came with time, it came with healing, but it also came with mindset and changing my mindset, understanding that the way things were is not how it needs to be and should be in my present. It doesn't have to be that way. So as I'm going through this process of growth and evolution and really figuring out who I am daily, and this never stops, you grow every day. You experience life in a different way every single day that you wake up. Sometimes we don't even realize the things that we are experiencing. We don't realize it until we take some time to settle in and reflect on our day. And then we're either writing in our journals or voice recording, having a conversation with yourself or your friend. Then a lot of things start to make sense. So as I'm really in this space of a heavy sense of gratitude and appreciation for everything, I thought to myself, I have not always been the most accepting individual. I've been very guarded and protective of myself, and that was partially a defense mechanism and a ways to make sure that I wasn't hurt. But going through the hurts, going through the pain, the transition, it helped shape who I am. It helped shape the path that I was on. And I started to tell myself, you're only passing through. You're only passing through this specific time in your life. It's not permanent. Nothing is permanent. Everything that we go through is temporary. The excitement we feel, the happiness, the sadness is temporary. It's caught in that moment. And we try every day to create happy moments, consistent happy moments. But not every happy moment is going to feel like the next. And not every sad moment is going to feel like the last. So as I reflect even more as I am preparing for this new chapter in my life, and I spoke about it on a YouTube episode, just looking at everything around you and having a stronger appreciation for the journey, for yourself, for the people, having a stronger appreciation and gratitude for life. Because it was never promised to us. I just really began to think about ways that I want to change. And I had this conversation with another creative. I was like, hey, I want to work on slowing down. Because I've spoken about this in previous podcast episodes briefly. But I did one episode that really went into detail as far as the way that my creative brain works. I have so many things that come to me, so many ideas, different viewpoints and perspectives, and it's moving so fast. It moves quicker than what I can get out of my mouth, and so it comes out very jumbled. And I told myself, I said, okay, I want you to work on really slowing down to allow your thoughts to process. Even when it comes to me going through situations where I'm experiencing hurt, you get so caught up in the moment of the feeling that you're experiencing, you can't seem to get it out quick enough. And that's where the emotion stirs up, the tears come, the inability to breathe, your chest is tight, and you're sweating, you're crying, you're screaming, and you're like, okay, I need to calm down. I need to slow down, get it out, and allow myself to breathe, right? And then once you allow yourself to do those things and the dust starts to settle and you put that situation into perspective, first thing or second thing you may say is, what was I thinking? Where was my head at? And sometimes we just don't know. We can get so caught up in what's happening around us that we don't know. When you're in it, you don't see it. It's only when you allow yourself to heal and to climb out of that so you can take a step back and look at everything, look at the bigger picture, you'll start to see where the puzzle pieces were missing and how you tried to fit certain puzzle pieces into different places and it didn't fit and you had to twist it and turn it. And before you know it, you're looking at the picture like, well, that didn't look right. Well, why was I trying to fit that piece into there? You know, that color doesn't go with this. Or, you know, you just really start to question yourself. You start to question the situation and you start to try to understand the other person's viewpoint. And before you know it, you're just like, okay, well, maybe I just need to revisit this. And then before you know it, you're drawn right back into that thing, right back into that mindset that you were in while you were experiencing those things. But I will say, for me at least, as I go through life daily, as I experience life, I learn something new about myself, about people, about my tolerance, about my boundaries, what I accept, what I can't accept. And I just get stronger in that. I get very strong in my ability to say no. I get stronger in my ability to stand 10 toes down on what it is that I believe. But it can get scary. It can be very scary and confusing. You're uncertain about the way you're going to be received. And that plays a part into your ability to vocalize what you're feeling and identify where you are and where you want to go. It's just a beautiful journey. It's a beautiful process. And sometimes we spend so much time trying to understand and figure things out, when in reality, it might not be meant for us to figure things out. And that's the hardest part, allowing things to be. And I'm not the only one that has done this. You're trying to put the pieces together. You're trying to understand, well, what went wrong here? You know, well, maybe if this would have happened, then that would have happened. And you start to run yourself to the ground trying to figure out life. Trying to figure this thing out, what you could have done differently. Now, there are some things you could have done differently, but who's to say that the outcome would have been how you expected it to? Timing is everything. Patience is everything. And being comfortable with what comes with that. Being very comfortable. And sometimes when we put limits, we say, okay, I plan to have this in a year or 2 years. I stopped doing that a long time ago. I don't count time. And I had this conversation with a couple people in the past, but I only keep track of time due to the fact that I have to work. But anything outside of that, I don't track it because I don't feel the need to. On my bulletin board, I have a quote. It says, wake up and live. Wake up and live. And every day I wake up and live in the moment. And what I started to do was pray in the mornings to my Father and just surrender and give everything in advance to him. I pray and I ask him to just replace those things that I'm giving him with his spirit and his love. And things go so much better. They just flow and you just lose track of anything because you're so immersed in the moment and it feels good. And it's easy to create those feel good moments. Feels amazing to do that. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm in a different space and sometimes I can't describe it. I can't put it into words, quite honestly. I can't place a definition to it. It is literally a feeling. And I've said this before. It is a feeling that sometimes is indescribable and not everybody is going to understand it. Not everyone is going to get what you're saying. They just have to see how you carry yourself. Your life is a reflection of that. I don't try to convince anyone of anything. I wake up every day to live righteously, to make the right choices for not only myself, but the people around me, people that I consider to be close to me, making righteous, just decisions. And being happy with that. So it's a lot. It's a lot to dissect. It's a lot to think about. But it all goes back to what was I thinking? How did I get so far gone in that specific moment of my life? And tying everything back, bringing it all back home to where you are now, where you are thriving, where you are happier, where you are allowing yourself to love, to be open, to trust, to just be who you are. So that was on my mind today. I had a lot of different things that I recorded on my way to work, just different thoughts that came to me about music, writing, artists. It was just a very a very creative morning for me. But I was thinking about this topic for the past few days, but it really hit me a few hours before I recorded this episode. And I wasn't sure how I wanted to put it out there, but I just decided to talk and let whatever comes out, come out. And this is what you all get. this is what the result was of just allowing myself to speak freely and genuinely about how I feel and just my life and being appreciative of where I was, where I came from, and how the lessons, the experiences, the application of change and moving certain things around have placed me here in the present where it feels right speaking about these things. I'm a lot more calm than I was, and I like it. There's no better feeling than that, y'all. So I really encourage you all to ask yourself, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? How did I get so far gone? And you just do some reflection on your journey. And it's going to hurt. Trust me. I've spent plenty of nights, days crying and sitting with myself, allowing myself to feel hurt and pain and not believe that I had to find something temporary to cope with it. But to face myself, to face my own reality, to face the truth about where I am, where I was during that time, and ask myself, what are you thinking? What are you going to do to change it? What do you choose to do? It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take work, but it's possible. I'm a living witness that it is possible. And there may be people around you that you don't even realize that show you every single day is possible. So it's just a matter of allowing yourself to be in that space of acceptance, accepting who you are, where you are, where you've been, and just going from there and waking up and living in the moment, living daily. So yeah, just wanted to share that little tidbit today with you all and just leave some words of encouragement for you all to let you know you're only passing through. You're only passing through on your next destination to wherever it is that Yah has for you, whatever path he has laid out. So just wanted to let you all know that. But of course, with any and everything, I will always, always leave you with peace, love, endless light. And until next episode, I will talk to you soon.